Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1.
Okay, we're going to dip slightly back into Isn't Cork Great just for a little while. UCC broadcast historian Finola Doyle O'Neill, good afternoon.
Hi, Brendan. Welcome home.
Thank you very much. It's good to be home. And we're going to talk today about some of the great Cork characters down the years on stage and screen and whatever. And some then will be household names and a few of them really only known to people in Cork. I suppose the broad sweep first, Finola, Cork punches above its weight, we'd have to say, in terms of talent across the board. Just give us a bit of a rundown there.
Absolutely. Well, obviously, you mentioned earlier Roy Keane. We've Dennis Irwin, we've Killian Murphy, and we've a whole host of actresses, which I think are really, really important. And I know we're going to talk later on maybe about Siobhan McSweeney, but I think what's really interesting about Cork is that there's a school in Cork called Sculvera, which is an all-girls secondary school, and the foundress of it, Mary O'Donovan, wanted to empower women, particularly through performative arts. I think it's really interesting that the alumni from Sculvera include Fiona Shaw.
Yeah.
She of recently of Killing Eve fame, but her real name was Fifi Wilson, but somebody else had that name taken. Siobhan McSweeney is alumni from there. Clodagh McKenna, the celebrity chef. Sarah Rachel Murphy, who used to be in Fair City. And Alison Oliver, who's recently in conversations with friends. So quite
funny. No, we would have had a stereotype when I was young about the Sculvera girls, and we didn't think of them as
you whispered nerve, lad.
Look, we just thought they were too good for us or something. They thought they were too good for us. I don't know. Anyway.
And obviously in the music scene, I mean, who could forget Jimmy McCarthy, an incredible singer altogether. Actually, I met somebody recently who has a pub in Bulgaria called Jack Doyle's Pub, and Jimmy McCarthy's song The Contender was one of the most emotional, poignant songs I've ever heard. You've Jimmy McCarthy, and of course then right across the spectrum of you have real then characters that mightn't be known about. Bernie Murphy. Let's say a few words about Bernie Murphy, because this is really interesting and you couldn't write it, as they say.
Yes.
So Bernie Murphy was a sandwich board advertiser. Very, very popular man. Now, he was illiterate, and I mean that in the real sense. He couldn't read nor write. He could only sign his name BM. But a local engineer decided, maybe as an attack...
Let's name check the great John V. Lennon, because in fairness, he is one of the great Cork characters
and only died
recently.
Exactly. So John D. Lennon decided, maybe as an attack on the body politic, but also as part of that edginess and cynicism of Cork people, that he would bankroll the campaign to get Bernie elected to Cork Corporation as a councillor. And Bernie got this unprecedented first preference votes. And he had two things that he had in his mind. First of all, he wanted to get a set of false teeth.
Yeah, in America.
And he discovered that San Francisco was twinned with Cork, and he decided to go there looking for the false teeth, number one. And number two, he had an empty briefcase that he bought with him, and that was supposed to be filled with thousands of dollars that the Irish-American lobbyists had promised him to boost the economy here in Cork. So he arrived in America, in San Francisco. He was feted by everybody. He got the new choppers. He seemingly spoke to everybody, but he was invited to the Bar Association dinner, and they all turned up in their finery. And Bernie gave a 30-second speech.
And we should say, Bernie was in on the joke, like, it wasn't cruelty, but it was a great part of the lore of Cork, really.
But I think
what's
really kind of Kafkaesque almost about this, Brendan, is that in the National Archives, which I looked at in 2015, there was extreme nervousness in the Department of Foreign Affairs. And I remember Peter Barry from Cork was the Minister for Foreign Affairs at the time, that Bernie would give the wrong image of America,
of Ireland. Okay, I want to rock on. Yeah. As well. So listen, another pair that not that well known to a younger audience, but like, again, iconic kind of Cork men, Cha and Maya.
Yeah, this is really interesting now, because Cha and Maya met as both of them were involved in an insurance company in Cork, and they met during they both scripted a sort of a sketch for the 50th anniversary of the Easter Rising, and then they saw Bill O'Hurley, as one does, who's a former RTE alumni, and Bill O'Hurley was working for Newsbeat, which was presented by Frank Hall, who would go on to Hall pictorial fame, and they heard that he was doing a vox pop on smoking. So the two lads said, "Give us 5 minutes. we quickly do up a speech. And they basically, Michael Toomey as Maya and Frank Duggan as Cha, did this hilarious 2-minute insert. And the rest is history then. They went on to do Hall's Pictorial Weekly. And could I just say something about Hall's Pictorial Weekly, which is really important? It gave Cha and Maya huge prominence. Michael Toomey was the sort of the sort of
rumpunches. We have a quick clip here that might explain it to people.
That crowd up in our deeds, yeah, they're all left-wingers, you know. There's a clique of them, dear. There's a law unto themselves, boy.
And listen to me, morals?
None.
Morals?
None, whatever, boy.
All
no,
the
no,
filth
no.
they show on the
That's
television.
That's filth and dirt, like Dallas and dysentery. People hopping in the open air all night. Disgraceful, boy. Filthy, chair. Filthy.
But, I like it.
No, I don't know.
There's a certain timelessness in that. There's people
absolutely.
Down in Cork will tell you that RT is full of left wingers up in Dublin.
And that was the beauty about Cha and Maya, because in a way there's also a kind of a statue to them. It wasn't originally for them. It's called the Working Man Statue in front of the County Hall in Cork, and there's two of them looking up. So their humour was never more.
Is that not Cha and Maya? No,
no, it isn't. It wasn't.
Oh, we all just thought.
No. Everybody thinks it is, but actually,
50 years.
I know. There
okay.
you go. But yeah. So what's interesting about it is that Cha and Maya, but believe it or not, they were the only ones in the whole of Hall Pictorial Weekly who scripted their own scripts. Frank Hall did everything else. And it's very possibly rumoured that the Hall's Pictorial Weekly was responsible for the bringing down of the coalition government in 1977, because it was such a positive portrayal of Jack Lynch. Jack Lynch was portrayed as the real Taoiseach, you know, pipe smoking. And he was so miffed by this that in a dull debate in 1978, 8 months after the Fianna Fáil's victory in 1977, he stood up and he said, "Sure, I heard that it was Frank Hall that won the 1977 election." So he was really cross over it.
We'll rock on.
Yeah.
What about Neil Tobin then?
Yeah.
Quintessential.
Yeah.
Before there was Roy Keane or anything, he was a quintessential cranky Cork man, really, wasn't
Absolutely.
He?
Absolutely. And, do you know, he portrayed Brendan Behan's the Borstal boy many times. And Brendan Behan is a great saying that Irish people aren't cynical, they just have a healthy disregard for everybody and everything. And I think that really could be applied to Cork people. It's really, really important. And he was very famous, of course. He was born in 1929. The beauty about Cork people, Brendan, is that they always revered them in their lifetime. So he received the freedom of the city of Cork. And that's really important in 2015. But he was a natural raconteur, a great storyteller, was raised in a fluent Irish speaking background. And he knew all the nuances of language. Starred for a long while in Ballykissangel, as we know, was also involved in the film Veronica Guerin. He was
big international phase. Big international. As well. So listen, time is against us. I do want to take a clip of Neil Tobin. Gay Byrne asks him here: is there a unique Cork humour?
There is one very distinctive thing, and that is ability to cut you down to size. Generally, the way is to get you to agree with a series of propositions that you don't really agree with at all. And my own favourite example was on a Stephen's morning in a pub in Cork, and there was a man, he's the only having a little cuddle like, you know, and the least noise is very upsetting, and somebody is asked to sing a song, and he sings The Holy City, you see, and... And the noise is going right through his head. But finally, when the applause dies down, the song is over, he turns to me and he said, "Come here." He sang that beautiful, didn't he? I said, "Oh, yeah, yeah, he did, yeah, yeah. Lovely voice, haven't he?" "Oh, yes, 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 yes. Gorgeous song, isn't it?" I said, "Oh, yes, yes. Who's enemy, yes." "A public house is no place to be singing hymns."
Okay, that's the great, late, great Neil Tobin there. Listen, we have about 30 seconds for one more. I'd love to have talked about Billa, but we won't have time.
Yeah,
should Danny LaRue is a curious kind of a
Absolutely,
career.
Absolutely, yeah. Danny LaRue was actually born in Cork but moved to England in at the age of 6, but and was the highest paid entertainer in England in the 70s. But he actually never liked to refer to himself as a drag artist. He liked to refer to himself as a comic in a frock. But he certainly did influence, you mentioned Billa there, that pantomime, the Grand Dame of pantomime. And Billa O'Connell, obviously a stalwart of theatre in the panto for exactly 30 years, and also Summer Revels, all these very, very iconic parts intrinsic to
you
Cork.
You see, there is something something in the DNA of Cork men, I feel, that is in slightly, like, I won't say camp, but that they like they do tend to like to get into a dress, don't they? A lot of Cork men.
I mean, there's something. I heard once Rory O'Neill Pantyblis saying that he would not give a nod to Danny LaRue. But in Cork, there's a very vibrant scene of drag artists as well. And it's a very robust sort of fusion in Cork. We have every sort of festival. You hear now for the Jazz Festival, but we have the Folk Festival. Another very famous person, of course, the short story writer, Frank O'Connor.
Yeah, okay.
Very, very important.
Okay, Fionnuala Doyle O'Neill, we could talk about this all day, but as I say, people have limited tolerance for it. So thank you very much. And we'll take a break.
Email Brendan at rte.ie.